Spooky Special, 6 Recruiter Horror Stories. With the incoming chill of fall, the sun setting sooner each day, and Halloween approaching on Saturday, spooky season is officially in full effect. While most recruiters are fearful of sourcing underqualified candidates, a lack of diversity and inclusion initiatives, and their Wi-Fi going out during video interviews, some recruiters have experienced real horror in the workplace. Layoffs and locked doors. I worked at a temp agency, and I had to let someone go. They left my office but then put their hands and face up against my office windows. They started whispering extremely profane comments over and over again. I had to lock the office doors and call building security. Fortunately, this recruiter was already in her office, ready to lock her doors. But what happens if you feel threatened on your way to work? Run and hide. As I was walking to my office, I noticed this man wandering around our campus. I go use the bathroom, and as I turn the corner, I feel something is wrong. The whole lobby of my building is surrounded by glass, and when I turn around, the same man is staring straight at me through the glass with a mask on. I ran to my office to let my team know, and they had to get the guy escorted off the campus. While masks are usually reserved for Halloween costumes and preventing the spread of COVID-19, some people use masks for committing crimes. Unexcused absence. I had someone not show up on their first day because they were in jail. He had attempted to rob a bank the day before. He had passed the background check, never committed any other crimes in his life, but the day before he was to start a new job, he pulled this. Never had anything like this happen before, or since. Unfortunately, this wouldn't be the first time where a worker was hiding something from a recruiter. Psychological thriller. We had a contingent hire who seemed normal and passed our background drug check. But 2 hours after going to work, 6 cops show up with a person from the psych ward with them. The hired guy had committed all kinds of crimes that were too recent to show on a background check. He was taken into custody and later called the office to apologize. He told us he had these superpowers, and the government wanted him to work for them because he could fly and had superhuman strength. It was crazy. Getting a phone call from a psych ward patient is strange enough, but what happens when the person you are supposed to speak to isn't there? Caller unavailable. One day, I was conducting cold calls right before I clocked out, and one individual answered. As the phone picked up, all you could hear was this heavy breathing coming through the phone. I asked if I could speak to the candidate, but the breathing got louder. Suddenly, he whispered the candidate was lost and that no one has been able to find him. I started to feel concerned, and then the voice said that the candidate is lost in the forest and that I should stop calling for him and hang up. The world's worst nightmare. This story might be the most frightening story of them all. One recruiter was working on a long-term contract with an awesome company and awesome people. Suddenly, a nasty virus spread across the land, and the long-term contract was no more. Whether you're staying clear of ghosts, ghouls, robbers, or the coronavirus, we hope everyone remains safe and scare-free where you may be. Healthcare Diversity Scholar Tech ready to hire the best talent? Contact sales.